Reluctantly, Brother Sergeant Kale chose to do as the tech priest had suggested. Beyond the biopool chamber, the throat corridors branched, and he ordered Dane to break off, taking Kore and Siran with him. The Psyker threw the veteran a questioning look when he voiced the orders. In turn, Kale's expression remained unchanged.
"Zeran and I agree on one point," he noted. "We both wish this mission to be concluded as quickly as possible."
Nord had to admit he too shared that desire. He thought of Gorilev's words aboard the Amethia. The shipmaster was right. This monstrous hulk was an insult every second it was allowed to exist. Dane's team vanished into the clammy darkness, and Nord followed Kale onward. They passed through more rendering chambers, then rooms seemingly constructed from waxy matter, laced with spherical pods, each one wet and dripping ichor. They encountered other strange spaces that defied any interpretation of form or function, hollows where tooth-like spires crisscrossed from floor and ceiling. A copse of bulbous, acid-rimed fronds that resembled coral polyps, and great bladders that throbbed, thick liquid emerging from them in desultory jerks. And there were the creatures. The first time they came across the alien forms, Nord's axe had come to his hand before he was even aware of it. But the Tyranids they encountered were in some state that mirrored death, a strange hibernative trance that rendered them inert. They crossed a high catwalk formed from spinal bone, and Kale used the pin lamp beneath the barrel of his bolt gun to throw a disc of light into the pits below. The glow picked out the hulking shape of a massive carnifex, its bullet-shaped head tucked into its spiny chest in some mad parody of a sleeping child. The rasping breaths of the huge assault organism fogged the air, bone armor and spines scraping across one another as its chest rose and fell. Around the gnarled hooves of the slumbering carnifex, a clutch of deadly hormigaunts rested. Shiny, oil-black carapaces piled atop one another, clawed limbs folded back, talons sheathed. Nord gripped the force axe firmly, and it took a near physical effort for him to turn from the gallery of targets before him. Instead, they moved on, ever on, picking their way in stealth through the very heart of the hive's dozing populace.
"Why do they ignore us?"
Kale wondered, his question transmitted to the vox bead in Nord's ear.
"They are conserving their strength, Brother Sergeant," he replied. "Whatever incident caused this ship to fall away from the rest of its hive fleet, it must have drained them to survive it. I would not question our luck."
"Aye,"
Kale replied.
"Terra protects."
"Aye."
The force axe fell from Nord's fingers, and the impact upon the bone deck seemed louder than cannon fire. Suddenly, without warning, it was there. A black and cloying touch enveloping his thoughts. The same sense of something alien he had felt aboard the Amathia.
"There is something else here,"
he husked.
"A psychic phantom, just beyond my reach, measuring itself against me."
Nord's heart hammered in his chest. He tasted metal in his mouth.
"Not just the Xenos. More than that."
The dark dream uncoiled in his thoughts, the rumbling pulse of the red thirst in his gullet, the churn of the black rage stiffening his muscles. All about him, the shadows seemed to lengthen and loom, leaking from the walls, ranging across the sleeping monsters to reach for the warrior with ebon fingers. Nord gasped.
"Something is awakening,"